From the Stanley P. Kazakowski Memorial Studio at WSOU, Seton Hall University, South Orange, New Jersey, welcome to Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn, the class of 85. Once again, my great pleasure to be your co-moderator for our show today, Saturday, August 10, 2019. Our crack co-host Gina Pirro has once again made the drive down from beautiful Brooklyn. Great morning, Gina.
Good morning, Brother Greg.
The purpose of Thank God for Monday is to inspire you, our listeners, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope and healing and peace in these turbulent times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Alicia Keys just said it perfectly. There's nothing you can't do. As always, listeners, really up to you is how to utilize the information we provide, take full accountability for the decisions you make, and the resulting outcomes. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. And this is why we are so pleased that Zach Friedman, author of The Lemonade Life, How to Fuel Success, Create Happiness, and Conquer Anything, has called into our WSOU studios today. And I should mention this great book was just launched a few days ago on August the 6th. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Zach.
Good morning, Brother Greg. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning, Gina. Good morning to everyone. So glad to be here.
A pleasure and honor are all ours. Kindly share with the listeners from what city you're speaking this morning.
I'm speaking from the great city of New York.
The ironies, our theme song, Empire State of Mind. We're all in an empire state of mind this morning, that's for sure. Zach, sorry to say we've only got 30 minutes. We could spend hours talking about you, your incredible life and background, this wonderful book, The Lemonade Life. But before we get into the book, certainly, please share with the listeners, Gene and me, a little bit of it. Just who is Zach Friedman?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate being on the program. So I do a number of things. I'm a founder and CEO of a company called Make Lemonade, and we help people live their best financial life. So we're an online personal finance company, and that's at makelemonade.co. And one of the things that we do is help create impact for others. It's a very important theme in my life. And I'm also a writer, so I write extensively for Forbes. I've had over 17 million readers on Forbes, more than a million readers a month. So I've been very grateful for that opportunity. And I write about leadership and success and ways to live a happier life. And also I have my exciting book that just came out, which is called The Lemonade Life. And it's all about how to fuel success, create happiness, and conquer anything. And so I'm incredibly excited about that. And I'm also a family man. I'm a person of faith. And I'm very excited to be with you today.
We're really blessed to have someone of your ilk on the show this morning with us.
You've certainly been very busy with your career, your writing, and then for this this book. What motivated you to write The Lemonade Life?
It's a great question. So, you know, I had an opportunity to meet Warren Buffett. And I had lunch with Warren Buffett in Omaha, where he's based, and I had time to spend with him in his company, Berkshire Hathaway, and also had to really spend a number of hours with him. And I started to think about a key question, which is, what drives success? We hear that question so much. What drives success? And for many people, it's thinking about hard work and talent and skill. Maybe it's luck. But when I started listening to Warren Buffett, I actually had this epiphany. And what I learned is that success is not necessarily about its traditional definition as we know it, but there's actually a lot more that has to do with happiness and looking inside yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I started to study leaders in business, in politics, religion, sports, entertainment. And what I found is there were like these five common characteristics, these five behaviors that were common across all of these great leaders. And it really started getting me excited because I was thinking, like, how do you live your best life? What does it mean to live your best life? And that's how I came up with this idea for The Lemonade Life, which we can delve into. But it really motivated me to kind of inspire and motivate other people to find their best life. And that's really what the book is all about.
It sounds like a lot of research and work has gone into writing this book.
Yes.
And so then, can you tell us more, now that we know what motivated you to go ahead and write The Lemonade Life, what is the book itself about?
Yeah, so the book really starts with that fundamental question, what drives success? And, you know, every day, all of us, whether we realize it or not, are choosing one of two paths, to lead either a lemon life or a lemonade life. And the lemon life, unfortunately, is where most people are stuck, whether they realize it or not. And the lemon life is really settling for a life that's less than your best self. It's a life of pretending, chasing, and really fundamentally settling. But there's a better path, and it's called the lemonade life. And the lemonade life is leading your life on your terms with purpose and possibility. Purpose, which I think all of the listeners will connect with, you know, particularly thinking from a faith context, purpose is really thinking about the why in your life. You know, why you get up every single morning to do what you do. It could be your family, it could be God, it could be the work that you do, it could be how you create impact. It's your underlying mission in life. What gets you motivated and excited. So that's the purpose part. Possibility is infinite opportunity. And when you think about infinite opportunity in your life, you open up a wide range of perspective of how you can accomplish anything. You can conquer anything in your life if you believe in the power of possibility. And you connect purpose and possibility with action. And when you have purpose, possibility, and action, and you lead life on your terms, and you lead the lemonade life. And so the whole book is about how you can lead the lemonade life. It is the world's most exclusive club, but it's actually open to everyone. And the whole book is about how we can move from the lemon life to the lemonade life and lead your life with purpose and possibility. And the book's filled with inspirational stories and motivation and straight talk, some funny parts, and it's just a fantastic read. I'm excited for it and for everyone to read it.
Well, indeed, I can tell you firsthand from glancing at The Lemonade Life, it is really, really a wonderful book. And we'll talk later in the show as to how to best obtain it. You've done a wonderful job, Zach, introducing these terms, lemon life and lemonade life, certainly because they would mean different things to different people. But maybe we can unpack a little bit more, if that's okay, about the lemon life. You'd mentioned what it's all about. Are there signs, are there some ways a person could tell that they're right now living the lemon life?
Yes, there are many telltale signs. And so in the book, The Lemonade Life, I talk about three main characters. Okay, they're called eternal excusers, steady settlers, and change chasers. And they represent three very common behaviors. All of us have met these types of people before. So an eternal excuser, that's the kind of person who's always complaining. They're always finding the no instead of the yes. They're always making excuses for why they can't achieve more. They're too tired. They're too old. They don't have enough money. There's some roadblock that's always there. And they like to kind of comment and put other people down, but they're always kind of shouting from the sidelines. They're never in the arena doing the action. Mm-hmm. So that's the eternal excuser. And if you hear yourself saying those types of things, you may be living the lemon life. The next one is a steady settler. These are the folks who kind of don't really take risks or leave their comfort zone. They're kind of just doing their day-to-day. They're kind of stuck in the rat race. Everything's in a lockstep. They're not really going outside of that straight arrow. And so when they don't really leave their comfort zone or take additional risk, it's hard for them to make a ton of progress. They may feel happy. They may be successful in their lives, but something's missing. And those are steady settlers. And then finally, you have change chasers. And these are folks, you know, you can think of a crazy uncle who just chases every opportunity. You know, they want to take care of an entrepreneurial opportunity where they can make money. It's usually money-oriented, but they don't really have the substance behind it. They're not building a business. They're not creating an organization. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to make the quick buck. And when people chase, it might be keeping up with the Joneses, trying to be like your neighbor, and you know, wanting something more but not really putting in the work to do it. So that's a change chaser. And those are some of the behaviors and habits that people develop, sometimes, you know, without realizing it, and they're stuck in the lemon life. But it's very easy to actually switch to the lemonade life, and I talk about that in the book. But those are some of the ways that you might identify if you're showing attributes of a lemon lifer.
Wow, that's that's so interesting. I love your little your change chasers, your little alliterations, and I think it's helpful for people to kind of take a moment to think of their own lives and really introspect. I think self-awareness is extremely important, and it sounds like your book really delves into that.
Yeah. It does. And absolutely. There's a whole thing on self-awareness, a whole section on self-awareness.
What I find especially interesting, three words when you were describing a little bit about the lemonade life: purpose, action. Well, I guess purpose, possibilities, and action. Do you want to expound a little bit for the listeners, Gene and I, on that, please, Zach?
Yeah, so it's really the foundation and the centerpiece of the lemonade life. And as I said at the outset, having a life purpose is probably the most important and transformational thing that you can incorporate in your life. You know, if you actually sit down and think about it, we've all heard the term purpose and have a life purpose and a life mission. If you're a person of faith, you know, this is talked about quite a bit wherever you worship. And I think having a life purpose really grounds you and gives you a center and a value set of why you do what you do in your life. Like, who are you leading your life for? Are you leading it for God? Are you leading it for your family? Is it the work that you do? Is it your friends? Why do you wake up every single day? Besides doing your regular day activities, why do you actually get up every single day? And what are you working towards? If you literally take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and actually sit down and write down a sentence that says, my purpose in life is, It's literally one of the most transformational things you can do in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's at the center of the lemonade life. Have a life purpose. I want to hammer that home to everybody. And then when you think about the possibility in your life, you know, people tend to live in a world, many people, where it's kind of whatever's in front of you is kind of your world. It's your purview, right? And I think there's a much larger world that's out there. You don't need money to get there. I mean, this is not a financial concept. This is a mindset concept. This is your perspective. And when you see a world of opportunity and a world of possibility, you start saying yes rather than no. You start saying, I can, I will, not I can't. And when you have that purpose and possibility in your life, it is the most energizing, inspirational, motivational thing you can have. But you need that last piece, which is action. And, you know, you can't do anything without taking action. You know, you can will it, you can hope it. You know, when you think of the Franciscan Brotherhood, right, and you think of the church, you know, you have to connect with God. You have to pray to God. You have to do the work in order to connect and feel that connection. When you put in the time and the energy and the effort, that's when results and greatness occurs. Mm-hmm. So possibility, very important. Purpose, really the foundation, and action is that necessary component for greatness.
Absolutely. And Zach, I love how you mentioned kind of like setting up a purpose, setting up, literally writing down a mission statement. And I'm actually reading a book right now where it's kind of like planning big events and, you know, planning a big event. And one of the first thing the book says to do is to write a mission statement. And when I first read that, I was kind of like, I know what I'm doing. I don't need this mission statement. And then I went a few pages into the book and I got overwhelmed and I said, let me go back. Let me go back and write that mission statement, because that is what keeps you grounded when you find yourself starting to stray a little bit. Is that right?
That's exactly right. In my book, The Lemonade Life, you know, there are several different exercises that are very easy to do. You can write them in the margins of the hardcover if you have it, or the audiobook, which I narrate, which is also very inspirational. You can grab a pad and paper and just start doing these little exercises. But I find that writing down things is very, very powerful. You know, a lot of times we just say, oh, I got that. Yeah, I know that. I know my life purpose. I know what I'm doing. I know my values. Come on, that's common sense, you know. I follow the Ten Commandments. That's very easy. But if you don't actually write down and look at it and study it and meditate on it and reflect on it and think concretely about it, I would actually argue you may not know those or have them inside your psyche. And so if you take the time to write them down and actually assess, what are my values, right? What's my purpose in life? What's my mission? What am I here? What am I trying to accomplish? What are my goals? Unless you write those things down, it's very hard to turn them into action.
Right. And so this seems like a really good kind of initial step for people. What are some other ways that we could stop living the lemon life and start leading our best lemonade lives?
I think one of the big things that's important for me is a morning routine. it really sets the grounding for the rest of the day. And by morning routine, I'm referring to kind of the first thing that you do in the morning to set your day on the right standard. So there are so many choices, and you have to do what works for you. You can try different things. So it could be anything from going for a jog, a swim, a walk. You can pray, meditate, whatever gets you off on the right track for the rest of the day. And so, you know, what I do personally is I wake up every morning and I focus on gratitude. And gratitude is putting you in a place of counting your blessings, being thankful for what you have in your life rather than what you don't have. You know, so many people like to think of what they don't have, right? They see it from social media or what they see in the neighborhood or the people they meet at work. But I think it's important to think about what you do have because it really gives you the foundation and it energizes you to get more based on what you have. So it's almost building upon what you already have. And so I spend about 10 minutes every morning writing down three things for which I'm grateful. It comes back to that theme of writing it down in a journal. And I write down three things. These can be any three things that are important to you in your life. And I do that for about 10 minutes every morning. And then I'll spend an additional 5 to 10 minutes almost reflecting on those, meditating, you know, really thinking about them. It's not enough just to write it down. You know, spend some time actually realizing how much you do have, what you're appreciative for. And then I pray after that. And so that's my morning routine. You know, find what works for you. But that's a great way when you start your day with gratitude to escape the lemon life. Because it really orients you again towards that purpose and possibility, and you're doing it through action. So I would encourage everyone to try that. There are many, many different techniques that you can do that are in my book, The Lemonade Life, but that's certainly one of them to help leave the lemon life.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good example too. Brother Greg, I'm sure, does something very similar.
Absolutely, no question about it. Since becoming a brother, that morning prayer and that time with God has been just transformative for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so,
absolutely.
Exactly. And what this brings us back to, we're talking about the lemonade life and how we could best live ours. What are some five switches that help you lead the lemonade life?
Yes. So as I was mentioning in the beginning, when I was talking about meeting Warren Buffett and starting to study leaders of that fundamental question, what drives success? And what I really found is at the center of life and actually fulfillment and satisfaction and success is actually happiness. And it's an internal happiness that you develop within yourself. And what I found is that there were these five common behaviors, these five characteristics, five habits that really live within inside of all of us. And I call them switches in my book, The Lemonade Life. And a switch is just like a light switch. You can flip on all five of those switches inside of you. And when you do, you can move from the lemon life to the lemonade life. And these five switches, again, are common in all of us. You know, you don't need to be a famous person in order to have these. Everyone has them. And we all have the power to flip on these five switches. And so when you do, you know, you lead your life, you have things that bring you the lemonade life, like purpose and possibility and action. And I can delve into them. I mean, you know, you'll be able to change your perspective so you're oriented more towards more positivity. You'll make better decisions and take risks that are more appropriate for the returns that you can yield. You'll have a more independent mindset so you can escape the herd mentality and think freely for yourself. You'll drive more self-awareness so you can understand who you are as a person, and that will help dictate your behavior and the choices and decisions that you make. And also you'll take more action and do the work because there's no shortcuts to greatness. You have to do the work. You have to invest the time and the energy. And so when you flip those five switches, those are the results that you can expect. And there's other ones as well, but those are the five key ones when you flip those five switches. And I go into a lot more detail in the book about it.
I could see why those five switches would be real transformative from going from the lemon life to the lemonade life. No question about that. Listeners, for anyone who's just tuned in, welcome to Thank God for Monday, the weekly talk show about the workplace here on WSOU 89.5 FM, locally streamed around the world at www.wsou.net. It's Saturday, August 10, 2019. I'm Brother Greg from the Franciscan Brothers and the Class of 85. Our great co-host Gina Pirro is once again with us, taking the drive down from beautiful Brooklyn. We've got a very, very special guest today. His name is Zach Friedman. He's the author of a brand new book, just was launched a couple of days ago on August the 6th. It's called The Lemonade Life, How to Fuel Success, create happiness, and conquer anything, calling in from beautiful New York City. And we've been talking about a whole lot of things, the lemon life, the lemonade life, transforming from the lemon life to the lemonade life, and a whole bunch of other things as well. And Zach, we want to continue forward because the lemonade life is filled with inspirational and practical stories from entrepreneurs and leaders who have really employed the great lessons of the lemonade life. Do you want to share possibly about one or two of these people you feature in the book?
There's so many inspirational stories in this book. You know, it's everyone from Warren Buffett, who I had the pleasure to have lunch with. You'll read stories about Ray Kroc of McDonald's, Sam Walton of Walmart, you know, celebrities like Sylvester Stallone for any of the Rocky fans out there. You'll hear kind of the beginnings of Rocky and how that story came together. Tyler Perry, Dolly Parton, Jim Carrey, so many different leaders across the spectrum. And the beautiful part is we don't learn about these leaders when they're successful and famous, but we really learn about them in the beginning when they were struggling, when they really didn't have anything. You know, we meet Sylvester Stallone when he had $106 in his bank account.
Oh, my goodness.
And we hear these inspirational tales of how they went from really the bottom to the top. And it's really a perspective and a grounding that it will give all of us when we read these stories. And they're everyday people. You know, we know their names now. We see them in the bright lights. But, you know, we meet, you know, Jeff Bezos when he started Amazon, you know, sitting in a garage. You know, we don't meet him as the billionaire CEO today. And so, you know, we hear all these stories, and the goal is really to inspire you to take action in your own life, because I really believe, and this is a fundamental thesis in the book, that everyone has a shot at greatness. Everyone. And you can define greatness any way you want to in your life. You know, it's not a financial concept. It is leading your life with purpose and possibility, and you can create impact. And it's such an important thesis of mine in my life, is how can I help other people? How can I serve other people? How can I make their lives better? And that's what this book will teach you. And there's so many ways to create impact, no matter what you do in your life, no matter what you do for work. You can be a teacher that inspires students. You can be a police officer, a firefighter, a first responder that saves people's lives. You can serve in our armed forces and help protect and defend our freedom. You can be in business. You can be in a faith, in a Franciscan Brotherhood, for example. Any way that you can connect with others, and it can be in business too. However you can create impact, help other people, and better understand yourself, that's really what the Lemonade Life is all about.
Zach, sadly, we could talk all day. We've only got about 5 minutes, but we've got some very important questions to ask you. There's a term, I believe, that you use, a chasm of can't. What on earth is a chasm of can't, please, Zach?
Yeah, so chasm of can't. Is an environment where the naysayers and the doubters in your life call all the shots. So this is going back to the beginning. We talked about eternal excusers and people who complain and make excuses. They love living in this chasm of can't. It's basically everyone who's ever told you no, everyone who said you can't do this, you can't accomplish this, you can't start that business, go to that school, move across the country. And so when you kind of succumb to a chasm of can't, you're stuck in the lemon life because you're letting others control your life path and control your destiny. And so my best advice is you need to escape the chasm of can't. And there's a whole chapter in my book, The Lemonade Life, about how you can do that specifically and what actions to take. So it's really a negative environment, and you need to get as far away from it as you can because it really will limit your progress and limit the possibility in your life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I think part of getting out of the chasm of can't would be setting goals to do so. So what are optimal ways for our listeners to set goals for themselves?
That's a great question. So in the book, I actually delve into a great way that you can set goals. You know, goal setting is such an important part no matter what you do in life, for personal goals, professional goals. And so there's a great acronym I have in the book, which is SNAP, S-N-A-P, SNAP. Your goals should make you snap. So they need to be specific, non-negotiable, actionable, and have purpose. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so specific goals, real quick, what does that mean? You can't say someday I want to start a business. Put in a date, you know, by January 1st, 2020, I will start my first business and I'm going to sell ice cream at an ice cream store, right? Make them very, very specific on what you want to achieve. Non-negotiable, don't negotiate with yourself when you're setting goals. these are non-negotiable. There's no looking back. You can tweak along the road. You can change your course a little bit. You can pivot, but make sure they're non-negotiable, because when you start negotiating with yourself, you lose sight of your goals. Make sure they're actionable. They're action-oriented. You have to be able to do things to get towards those goals. Focus on progress. Measure your progress. Make sure you're taking actions every day to work towards those goals, and you're documenting them so you can see what you're working on. And then purpose, such an important theme in a Lemonade Life. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to achieve this? It's not enough to start a goal, set a goal for yourself. You have to understand the underlying why, the mission, the reason. Understand why you want to achieve this goal, and when you connect the why to the what, that's where you start having greatness, because you understand what this goal is all about, not just the final achievement, but why you are fundamentally doing it. So just make sure your goals snap, S-N-A-P.
I like that. That's easy to remember.
Yeah, me too. Wow, that's awesome.
And, with setting goals also sometimes comes failure, because there are times when maybe the goal that we set is not as achievable as we thought it was, or maybe something's gotten in the way. So how can our listeners best learn from their failures?
Failure is so important. People talk about that a lot. It almost becomes a trite theme. But in my book, I really delve into a lot of ways people have failed. And these are very famous people, very successful people. And I think the number one reason people are afraid to fail is because they don't want to be embarrassed, right? They feel shame. They feel they've made a big mistake. They don't want to look silly. They feel it's going to hurt their performance at work, or they'll get a bad review or won't get that promotion. But I think the people who are willing to fail, which is a crazy concept if you think about it, I mean, who wants to fail? We all want to win in life, right? But the people who are willing to fail, that embrace that possibility, those are the people that kind of expand their horizons, if you think about it, right? Think of an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur, the first time they start a business or start a new venture, is probably going to fail. I mean, that's the percentage. Could they be successful? Sure. But they're probably going to fail. And if you accept that possibility in your life that you could fail, you can also accept the possibility of greatness. You have to accept both sides of that coin. And I think if you fail, there's so many things you can learn from it. You learn more about yourself, what worked, what didn't work. Maybe this is not the right job for you, right? And that's okay to admit. So many people want to follow certain paths because their parents say it, or their society tells it, or their friends, or their family. But if you actually step outside your comfort zone, try something, and then try another thing, and try another thing, eventually you will get there. And so failure teaches about ourselves. It gives us clarity about our goals. It tells us who we are as people. And it allows us to really take a path, our own path, our unique path for greatness, not what everybody else is doing, but what we should be doing. So I would actually encourage everyone to fail as much as possible. Again, focusing still on success and winning, but they shouldn't be afraid to fail. And if it does happen to you, it's okay, because the more resilience you have in your life, the stronger you're going to be, and that's what the Lemonade Life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, thanks so much for empowering the listeners, Gene and I, the ability to fail, because that is really a very, very important concept, I can tell you firsthand from my own life. Zach, we've saved the most important question for last. From where can our loyal listeners purchase this great book, The Lemonade Life, and how can they best follow you?
Thank you, Brother Greg. So The Lemonade Life is out now. It's available in hardcover, ebook, and the audiobook, which is narrated by me. So it's very inspirational. You can buy the book everywhere, your favorite bookstore, online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Walmart, Target, all the major retailers. And you can also head to our book website, which is lemonadelifebook.com, lemonadelifebook.com. A lot of information about the book. You can see the video trailer for the book as well, and some great quotes and other social media quotes you can share for inspiration. And you can follow me. I'm Zach A. Friedman. That's ZACKAFRIEDMAN on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And then also at my website, which is zackfriedman.com, so there's no A in the middle, ZACKFRIEDMAN.com. Would love for you to read it, The Lemonade Life, How to Fuel Success, Create Happiness, and Conquer Anything.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for sharing that, Zach. It sounds like it's very accessible, so listeners, please remember to go get a copy of the book. And also, speaking of social media, reminder for our listeners to also follow our Thank God for Monday social media. You could search Thank God for Monday TGFM on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Gina, thanks so very much. Zach Friedman, we can't thank you enough for gracing our studios today. WSOU, Thank God for Monday. We've been enlightened. We've been inspired. Listeners, as Gina said, no excuse. pick up this great book. It will indeed transform your life. Zach, we can wish you great, great continued success, happiness, joy, and continued wonderful contribution, all this wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Brother Greg. Thank you, Gina, for having me. It's a great honor to be on your show.
Absolutely.
Really enjoyed it.
Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Gina and Brother Greg saying, our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Zach does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. For some final blessings today, our most beloved WSOU Hall of Famer, Stanley P. Kozakowski.
Most Holy Virgin, Mother of God, Mother of all nations, whose image of Tzimtzum Tehovah Shrine bears scars by hostile hands, through your intercession obtained from your divine Son peace through truth and justice for the beleaguered people of the world. Queen of Peace, replace their despair by hope, dissension by love, darkness by the light of Christ. Despise not our petition, O Queen of the Universe, but in your mercy keep under your protection their heritage of the rights of man and true freedom. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, amen. Our Lady of Tzimtzum Tehovah, please pray for us.